السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله تعالى
says among the attributes of God is Malik, which has been mentioned in chapter Al-Fatiha. Since for some time I have been discussing the attributes of God, and the order of his attributes, which has been mentioned in chapter Al-Fatiha, I had started according to that. And in view of this order, I will discuss the Malik attribute of God. In view of the order, as we know, Allah has mentioned this attribute as fourth attribute. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says the fourth beneficence of God is of the quality of fourth type, which we can mention as a specific favor of Allah, which is Malik Yawmiddin, as has been mentioned in chapter Al-Fatiha. The difference between Malik and Rahim attribute is that in Rahim attribute you succeed according to your effort and your prayer. And with the Malik Yawmiddin attribute you are given that reward. That is, one pays attention to prayer and worship with Rahim attribute, under the Rahim attribute of God, and man begs him, Allah, with his Rahim attribute, and he is given the fruit under the attribute of Malik. And this is the most full of wisdom, the attribute, and it gives manifest on everyone who has perfect faith in Him and sincerely becomes His worshipper. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has also explained it further. But before I do that, as has been my custom, I will give its meaning according to the Arabic lexicon and what the previous commentators have mentioned. In Mufridat Imam Raghib, it says that Al-Malik is he who gives commands to the people according to his pleasure and his will, and this is special for ruling them, and that is why it says Malik in Nas, but you do not say Malikul Ashiya. Malik Yawmiddin means that he will be master on the day of judgment. And there are two recitations of this. Malik Yawmiddin mostly says Malik Yawmiddin. This meaning is Laminal Mulkul Yawm Lillahil Wahidil Qahar, that on this day the rule is only of God, who has all the majesty and power. Lisanul Arab says that Al-Malik, Allah is the king. Malikul Muluk, he is the king of kings. Lahul Mulk, the sovereignty belongs only to him. Malik Yawmiddin, he is master of the day of judgment. That he is also Rabb of the creation. In Lisanul, by keeping the meaning of Lisanul Arab in view, Hazrat Muslim Ma'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, has explained the meaning of Malik Yawmiddin thus. But Promised Messiah has also first given the meaning of Malik, Yawm and Deen, and then given the total meaning of these three words together. Hazrat Muslim Maud says that the meaning will be that he is master of the day of judgment, he is the master of Sharia law, and the master of giving judgment, and the master of the time of religion. That is, whenever the basis of religion and reward is laid, then Allah gives shows his Malik attribute, and he gives victory to his followers under Malik attribute. Then also he is master of the time of evil and time of piety. That when there is much evil, then Allah, being master, raises a prophet and guides the people to the good. His master of taking to account, and also he shows the specific power. He is a master of specific or common conditions, that is, those who follow his command, then he gives a reward to the people who, right to the end, with the devotion and submission, they keep their condition and their state according to his commands, they are the one who benefit from it. Some past commentators, I will put before you some of their quotations. But first of all, I will give you the explanation which Promised Messiah has given of the attribute Malik. And he has also mentioned it with reference to Tajul Urus al-Lisanul Arab. Malik in the lexicon is he who has full possession on his creation, and whichever way he wills, he can use it and utilize it. And without any association of others, he has the full right on it. And this word, according to its meaning, beside Allah, it cannot apply to anyone, because the full control and mastery and the sovereignty and the full right does not belong to anyone except God. Because Allah has full control and appropriation on things according to His being Malik and being Rabb, that is Master and the Creator. Allama Fakhruddin Razi says that Malik Yawmiddin means that when you are raised again, and the master of the Day of Judgment, that those who do good and those who commit sin, that is those who submit and those who reject him, there has to be a differentiation between the two, and that can only be shown on the Day of Resurrection. Allah, as Allah says, لَيَجْزِي الَّذِينَ عَصَاهُ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِي الَّذِينَ Huzoor has recited the full verse, that those who are good or those who have involved in sinful acts, Allah gives them their reward. That is, those who do the best effort, Allah gives the best reward. Am najal ladina amanu wa amilu salihate kal mufsidina fil arde an najalul muttaqina kal fujjar. That those who have believed and do good deeds, would we declare them the same as those who create unrest in the land, or those who are righteous, will we consider them according to the wrongdoers? Inna sa'ata atiyatun akadu ukhfiha litujza kulluhum kullu nafsin bima tasa. His time will certainly come, because everyone should be given the reward according to what efforts they make. Then Imam Razi says that it should be made clear that those, if one does not take revenge from the wrongdoer, then either he does not take revenge because he is helpless, or because he is ignorant and lacks knowledge, or maybe that he himself is pleased with the deed of the unrighteous and wrongdoer. So this is necessary to give reward, and therefore it is necessary that he should take revenge from the oppressors, for those who have been oppressed. And sometimes people, because there is not full reward here, therefore it is necessary there should be another life after this. This is the subject and meaning which is in Malik Yawmiddin. وَمَنْ يَعْمِلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمِلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَى. These two places has this mentions the same subject, that those who do even the least good, they will find its reward, and those who do the least evil, they will be rewarded for it. Malik Yawmiddin, there is another pronunciation of it, Malik Yawmiddin. And Allama Fakhruddin says that I prefer Malik Yawmiddin recitation, because instead of Malik attribute gives far more hope that you, the most you can expect from Malik, that is king, is that he should do justice. But Malik is the one on which a man depends and begs everything, his nourishment and his other needs. So by putting Malik word instead of Malik, that, oh my servants, I am your master, your nourishment, your other needs, and your reward of paradise or hell is all with me. The second point he mentions, that although Malik, that is king, has more wealth than Malik, because Malik can be of different types. The one who is a master of a little thing, he will be called master, and the king has more power. So he says in this view that although Malik has more wealth, but where Malik is the one where you have hope with him, that Allah will not want us to do good deeds on the day of judgment, but we will beg from him that with his sheer grace he should forgive us and grant us his paradise. Therefore, rather than Malik Yawmiddin, I prefer Malik Yawmiddin, because this recitation refers to unending grace and mercy of God. The third difference between Malik and Malik, in his opinion, is that when the soldiers are presented to the king, he rejects the weak and the sick, and only accepts those soldiers who are healthy and powerful. Whereas Malik is the one that if his slave is fallen sick, he treats him and gets him treated, and if he is weak, the master helps him, and if he is in a problem, the master will relieve him of that problem. And therefore, Malik recitation is much better than Malik. There is other fourth difference between Malik and Malik is that that because of the control of the kingdom, the king has a majesty and awe, whereas the master has grace and mercy. And rather than with the of awe, the servants need more grace and mercy from master. Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Qurtubi writes in this connection that if a question is raised that in Malik Yawmiddin, how has Allah declared himself master, which does not even exist yet? What is meant is Malik means powerful. That is, he will have all the power on the day of judgment. And he has full power of bringing it about. Because the one who is a master, he also has the right to make appropriation in it. And as Allah has full power, and Allah is master of everything, and whichever he wants to enforce his will, and nothing is impossible for him. If a question is raised that if Allah is master including Yawmuddin, then why has specially mentioned Yawmuddin? The answer is that in this world man also can oppose the Pharaoh and Namrud kings, because they can talk against them. Even today you see that people talk, even poor people stand against the powerful, and they question his kingdom, his sovereignty. But on that day, no one will question Allah's power, as it says, Limanil Mulkul Yom, that this day, whose sovereignty it is of God. And all these people will answer, Lillahil Wahidil Qahhar. And that is why it says, Malik Yawmiddin, that on that day, neither will be a master, nor give verdict, nor give reward. The holy is God, beside him there is none worthy of worship. He also says that the attribute of God is Al-Maliko and Maliko. Al-Maliko is the quality of his existence, and Maliko is the quality of his action and acts. Hazrat Muslim Maud has also discussed it fully and from different lexicons. What he concluded, he has explained that what is the meaning of Malik Yawmiddin. The further explanation is that what is meant by Malik Yawmiddin is not just this, that he is master of Day of Judgment and not of this world. What it means is that in this world, the natural law and according to other attributes of God, whatever Allah has destined various things for his servants or have given them options, as a result of that, there is not immediate rewards or punishment. But the day which is the Day of Judgment, that day no one will escape. That Allah will give his own verdict about reward and punishment. No will act for anyone else. No repentance or begging of forgiveness will work. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, مَا أَدْرَكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ سُمَّا مَا أَدْرَكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَا لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْعًا وَالْعَمْرُ يَوْمَيْزٍ لِلَّهِ. What do you know about Yawmuddin? We repeat, what do you know about Yawmuddin? Yawmuddin is that day when no one will act on behalf of anyone else, and only God's command will be enforced. So this is a fearful station. But at the same time, for the Muslims, for the believers, those who are acting on Allah's command and do good deeds, there is a glad tiding in this, that if sincerely you will be acting on the commands of Allah, then Malik attribute of Malik Yawmiddin will make you beneficiary of paradise, as Allah says, Al-Mulko Yawmaizin Lillah. Yahakum Banam Falladina Amanu Amil Swalehate Fi Jannatin Naim. That the sovereignty that day will belong only to Allah. He will make a decision between them, and those who believed and did good deeds, they will be in great paradises, the bountiful paradises. As I had said, that promised Messiah had said that Malik Yawmiddin is the one who has full control, full power, and full appropriation. So this verse has made it clear that what kind of Day of Judgment it will be. Al-Mulku Yawmaizin Lillah, that the sovereignty that day will belong only to God. That is not only Malik, but he will also be emperor. One might think that he is master, as we have mentioned earlier in their different meaning, that every Malik is not having full power and full control. But this Malik is the one who also has the kingdom. So it is made clear that everything is in perfect control. The emperor in the world are depending on other, but Allah is such a sovereign who does not depend on anyone else, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Therefore, His sovereignty is not like the kings of the world, but being master, He has a sovereignty of full control, which is in force in the world as well as in the hereafter. Here, according to His Malik attribute, He has given freedom to people, that He has told them what is good and what is bad. If you do these acts, you will be given great reward. If you will, these are evil acts, if you will do them, then I have the right to punish you, I can punish you, if I so will, I will punish you. And the full decision of reward or punishment is in my hand, no one else act for him, no repentance will work, Allah will make His own decisions. Therefore, those who believe and those who do good deeds, Allah gives them glad tidings of Jannat in Na'im, the bountiful paradises. Whereas Allah warns the disbelievers that, as Allah says in various places, that those who do evil deeds, I will punish them for it. It says one place, Inna Kitabil Fujari Lafi Sijin, that the command, the order of the punishment of the evildoers is written in a book, that whereas the disbelievers say there is no day of judgment, they think that His option and freedom which He has given is because Allah is Malik. Therefore, they continue to break Allah's limits. And therefore, Allah says, because of their trespassing and because of denying the day of judgment, as He says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, that that day those who have disbelieved will face punishment. Therefore, Allah is Malik as well as Malik, and He has given full freedom. He gives punishment to the evildoers and good reward to the those who do good deeds. But it is His control whether He can forgive those who have done wrong. As Allah says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Don't you know that His sovereignty is on the earth and the heaven, and whosoever He gives, He punishes, whoever He wishes, He forgives, and Allah has full power over everything. It does not mean that Allah does punish without any principle. What it means is that on the day of judgment, as I said before, there will be no appeal. No one's cry and shouting will avail Him. Therefore, Allah reminds us to do good deeds. Then you will receive a reward, good rewards from Me. When you know that no shouting and no appeals will work, therefore you should strengthen your faith, you should reform your deeds. Allah will be most lenient in punishing. As it says in the hadith, that His mercy overpowers His anger. So how unfortunate one will be that one will be deserve Allah's punishment despite His mercy. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, the attribute Malik Yawmiddin means for his beneficence one needs to supplicate deeply and show humility. That with deep humility one should engage in prayer and to bow him and submit to him. And this is linked to those who, like beggars, they fall on the threshold of Allah, and to receive His beneficence they spread themselves. To receive Allah's beneficence with the deep humility, like a beggar, they beg from God, and they also believe in the Malik attribute of God, and they know it fully. They understand it fully, and with this humility they present to God that we are empty-handed, we possess nothing, and we have full belief in His Malik attribute. Then Allah's Promised Messiah says, these are four attributes of God which are working in the world. The Rahim attribute wants you to pray. And Malik means that you should develop with His awe and majesty in view, develop deep humility. Because this attribute shows that Allah has the master of day and judgment, and the forgiveness and good reward is only with the grace of God. Therefore, to receive that, you have to do good deeds, to follow His commands, to pay attention to His worship. They are most essential items, so that you can be beneficiary of Allah's graces, and this way you should receive His forgiveness and deliverance. There is another aspect of this order of these attributes which Promised Messiah has mentioned, that this order is not without any wisdom. There is deep wisdom in this order. I will put before you the summary of it. Promised Messiah has put a detailed light, but let me put before you the summary of it. First, according to His Rabb attribute, Allah, for the nourishment and development, Allah provides the right environment. That after recreating something, He creates an environment in which it can develop. Then this gives this means to man so that he can develop spiritual development. He can increase in spiritual development, that under Rahman attribute he said. But when a man benefits from Rahman attribute, then Allah creates the highest possible rewards. And the Rahim attribute, under Rahim attribute, He gives reward of prayer and His effort. And after these results and His bounties occur, under His Malik attribute, He gives them sovereignty over the world. And this is what Allah has destined for the divine jamaats, that He gives them this control and power and supremacy. So for Allah, this order is that first is Rabb, then Rahman, then Rahim, and then Malik Yawmiddin. Hazrat Musleh Maud has compared it as to what will be the order of man. Would it be the same or different for man? And for that, he says that to benefit from Allah's attribute, the order is changed for the servant, because servant has to progress towards God, has to advance higher. First he wants to become Malik, so that whatever powers Allah has endowed with him with, he should establish justice and in his environment. And so first he expresses the attribute of Malik, and he tried to make effort to save the surroundings from harm. And therefore he will have to overlook some things because he is Malik, whether it is from the thought of mercy or from overlooking others' faults. Then he has to express his Rahim attribute as a servant, that for his those who are working with them or in his surroundings, he should appreciate of their effort, and he tries to give them benefit. And then a man progress further from this Rahim, then he becomes follow Rahman attribute. Firstly, he is a believer who has fear of God in his heart. He expresses Rahman quality, that everyone is taking benefit from him. And in the society, he is spreading piety. And this is presenting a picture of Itai Zil-Qurba above Ihsan. Then if he progresses further, then he to reflect Rabbul Alameen, he's tried to reform the society. He tries to develop such environment where these good things can develop. And then Hazrat Musleh Maud after this says that those servants who adopt these qualities with this in this order, it is for those who are progressing towards God, is a mercy for them. Generally, if you see, then man's qualities only become clear and obvious when he has some power, when he has some control, he has some mastery over things. You can only know he has great morals when he has power, when he has a stature. How can a weak person and helpless can give qualities of Rabb and Rahman? And similarly, what other attributes he will express in whatever, in his surroundings and situation, whatever mastery and sovereignty he has, he should express these qualities. Because also sometimes the mastery over something develops pride in man, arrogance in man, but to benefit from Allah's attributes, it is necessary to act upon it and to mold your own qualities to it. May Allah always give us a share of this so that on the day of judgment we can avail of His mercy. Ameen. In my last sermon, I had mentioned a martyr. His name is Muhammad Ashraf, Tahsil Balia, Zila Mandi, Bahauddin, and he was martyred as a new Ahmadi. The other sorrowful news is, sad news is, that our old servant of God, Jamaat, Murabbi and teacher of Ahmadiyya has died. Chaudhry Huzoor says has died. I missed his name. He was 70 years old. and in 1946 he had dedicated himself. He had passed Jamia in 1956, and for 4 years he served the Jamaat. He was a missionary in Burma, in Nigeria, and then as a teacher in Jamia he served the Jamaat. He had taught in Jamia for nearly 27 years, and those who must know, those who have studied there, he was of a gentle nature, of very smiling, and also for 21 years he was serving in Darul Qaza. A day before his death, he was hardly could walk. He came to the car with the two sticks. He came to the office, and he was also having heart trouble and was weak. And he had heard the whole case of Qaza and settled it, and set another appointment. And Nazim Qaza said that if you are so bad, why should you come? He says, I cannot ignore the responsibilities that have been given to me. I will have to discharge my duties. So the same night he died in the morning. Allah may forgive him and raise his spiritual stations. His widow, Razia is her name, and he had one daughter and three sons. And after the prayers, I will lead the.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم